Welcome to SCOTUSCast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-decision episode of SCOTUSCast, Armed Career Criminal Act, Robbery, and Victim Resistance Edition. I'm your host, Bridget Flaherty. On January 15, 2019, the Supreme Court decided Stoeckling v. United States, a case considering whether Florida's robbery law, which requires victim resistance that is then overcome by the physical force of the offender, qualifies as, quote, violent felony under the Armed Career Criminal Act, ACCA. ACCA imposes a 15-year mandatory minimum prison sentence on any federal firearms offender who has three or more convictions for a violent felony or serious drug offense. In determining whether any given predicate felony conviction qualifies as violent, federal courts typically apply a categorical approach that looks only to the elements of the predicate offense and not the underlying facts. If the elements include, quote, the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against the person or property of another, end quote, the conviction qualifies as a violent felony. The issue here was whether Stoeckling's Florida conviction for robbery categorically qualified as a violent felony for ACCA purposes. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit held that it did. By a vote of 5-4, the Supreme Court affirmed the judgment of the 11th Circuit. In an opinion delivered by Justice Thomas, the Supreme Court held that ACCA's elements clause encompasses a robbery offense that, like Florida's law, requires the criminal physically to overcome the victim's resistance. Justice Thomas's majority opinion was joined by Justices Breyer, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. Justice Sotomayor filed a dissenting opinion, in which the Chief Justice and Justices Ginsburg and Kagan joined. And now, to discuss the case, we have Luke Milligan, Professor of Law at the University of Louisville Brandeis School of Law.
Denard Stoeckling pleaded guilty in federal court in 2016 to being a felon in possession of a firearm. Based on Stoeckling's prior criminal history, the probation officer recommended a sentence enhancement under ACCA. ACCA defines violent felony in relevant part as any crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year that has as an element the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force. Stoeckling objected that one of his prior convictions, a 1997 conviction in Florida for robbery, was not a violent felony under ACCA. The district court agreed with Stoeckling, finding that Stoeckling's actions during the robbery did not justify an ACCA enhancement. But the 11th Circuit reversed. The panel concluded that Florida's robbery statute was a violent felony because it has as an element the use of physical force against another person. The Supreme Court granted Stoeckling cert petition and oral argument was held in October. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to affirm the 11th Circuit. The majority opinion was authored by Justice Thomas and joined by Justices Breyer, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh. Justice Thomas's opinion begins with a brief discussion of ACCA's legislative history. ACCA was first signed into law in 1984. As originally enacted, ACCA prescribed a sentence enhancement for certain individuals with three prior convictions for robbery or burglary. It defined robbery as an unlawful taking by force or violence. 2 years later, in 1986, Congress amended ACCA. It narrowed the enumerated crimes clause by removing robbery and supplemented the statute with, among other things, a so-called elements clause, which extended ACCA to cover any offense that has as an element, quote, the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force, unquote. The majority in Stoeckling makes two key findings about the history of ACCA. First, it states that the term robbery in the original ACCA statute from 1984 was a reference to common law robbery, which required a level of force sufficient to overcome the resistance of the victim, however slight. Second, the majority observes that when Congress removed robbery from the enumerated crimes clause, and at the same time added a new elements clause that had physical force as its touchstone, it sought to preserve the common law definition of force that undergirded the meaning of robbery in the original ACCA statute. As a result, the majority concludes that the term physical force in ACCA means, quote, force sufficient to overcome the resistance of the victim, unquote. The majority points out that this reading of physical force is consistent with precedent, most notably Curtis Johnson versus United States, which was decided in 2010. Writing for a 7-2 majority, Justice Scalia observed that physical force under ACCA means something more than just the slightest offensive touching. It means violent force, that is, force capable of causing physical pain or injury. In Stoeckling, Justice Thomas explains that the force necessary to overcome a victim's physical resistance, as required by common law robbery, is inherently violent in the sense contemplated by Johnson. Justice Thomas writes, quote, "This is true because robbery that must overpower a victim's will necessarily involves a physical confrontation or struggle. It is the physical contest between the criminal and the victim that is itself capable of causing physical pain or injury," unquote. In addition, the majority cites to the practical consequences. It warns that a narrower reading of physical force, such as that advocated by Stoeckling, would render ACCA inapplicable to the robbery crimes of many states. "Federal criminal statutes," writes Justice Thomas, "should not be construed in ways that render them inapplicable in many of the states." With the meaning of physical force set in place, the majority then turns to the Florida robbery statute at issue. Florida robbery is the, quote, "taking of money or other property from the person or custody of another when in the course of the taking there is the use of force, violence, assault, or putting in fear," unquote. The Florida Supreme Court has made clear that the, quote, "use of force," unquote, necessary to commit robbery requires resistance by the victim that is overcome by the physical force of the offender. The majority writes that, as a result, the application of the categorical approach to the Florida robbery statute is straightforward. Justice Thomas writes, quote, "Because the term physical force in ACCA encompasses the degree of force necessary to commit common law robbery, and because Florida robbery requires the same degree of force, Florida robbery qualifies as an ACCA predicate under the elements clause," unquote. The dissenting opinion was authored by Justice Sotomayor and joined by the Chief Justice, Justice Ginsburg, and Justice Kagan. Justice Sotomayor's dissenting opinion explains that the majority defined ACCA physical force too broadly. She points to the distortion of precedent by the majority. Tying the meaning of physical force back to the common law breaks from Curtis Johnson, which assessed the meaning of physical force in the context of battery not by common law, but by ordinary meaning. Moreover, the dissenting justices say that the majority has watered down the definition of physical force that was expressly laid out in Johnson. Johnson provided that physical force signifies a degree of force that is violent, substantial, and strong. Beyond precedent, the dissenters criticized the majority for faulty statutory interpretation. Had Congress intended to codify common law robbery in 1986, as the majority states, it's hard to understand why it wouldn't have carried robbery over into the new enumerated clause, as it did with burglary. Finally, the dissenters claim that the majority exaggerates the implications of finding that Florida robbery is not an ACCA predicate. Justice Sotomayor writes, quote, "Because robbery laws vary from state to state, and because even similarly worded statutes may be construed differently by different states' courts, many states may well require more force than Florida does." For the dissenters, the least culpable behavior covered by the Florida robbery statute does not involve physical force as understood by ACCA. To illustrate, the dissent points to a variety of situations where force is sufficient to overcome a victim's resistance and meets the Florida robbery standard, but is not violent, substantial, and strong, and so fails to meet ACCA's standard for physical force. Examples offered by the dissenting justices include a thief who grabs a bag from the victim's shoulder, so long as the victim instinctively holds onto the bag's strap for a moment, and a person who pulls cash from a victim's hand and causes a bill to rip. So what's the takeaway from Stoeckling? First of all, and not too surprisingly, more state robbery crimes will now be treated as ACCA predicates. There's an interesting backstory here. Up until 2015, ACCA also had a so-called residual clause, which extended to previous convictions involving conduct that presented a serious potential risk of physical injury to another. For many state robbery statutes, the residual clause was the basis for their classification as an ACCA predicate. But the clause was struck down by the court in the 2015 decision of Taylor on grounds of vagueness. This left many state robbery statutes in a sort of limbo. The Stoeckling decision effectively reinvites these robbery statutes back into ACCA, though now under the Elements Clause. In addition, the Elements Clause will now be easier for lower courts to apply. It's notable that during oral argument, three justices were particularly outspoken about their frustrations with the state of ACCA litigation. Justice Gorsuch observed, "If you survey circuit judges across the country about one gripe they have with this court's jurisprudence, it may be ACCA." In reference to earlier decisions by the court, Justice Alito explained that you might have gotten a hint that a majority of the court really hates ACCA and is picking it apart bit by bit. Justice Breyer reflected that Congress wrote 10 words in this statute. It thought it had a simple task. All we have to do is look to state law, and then we'll see whether it's a violent crime or not. But Congress forgot that there are thousands of state laws with variations all over the place. Do you know when the last time was that I thoroughly looked into state criminal law? It was my first year of law school, and I'm not sure how much I looked into it even then. For what it's worth, each of these justices signed the majority opinion. Perhaps that's not too surprising, as the majority's approach, while not providing the big fix to the structural flaws of ACCA, at least eases some of the burdens on the lower courts. After Stoeckling, a lower court asked to determine if a state robbery crime is an ACCA predicate under the Elements Clause, need only determine if the crime required force sufficient to overcome a victim's resistance. This level of force is a vestige of the common law, and regularly required by robbery statutes. In many situations, Stoeckling will save lower courts from getting mired in far more nebulous inquiries about whether the state law required force that was violent, substantial, and strong. It certainly seems possible that concerns for the lower courts swayed some of the justices in the majority. Stoeckling is a small step towards added clarity in ACCA litigation. For the big fix, the court will continue to wait on Congress.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.